Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
It's Stacey and Clayton. The dream team's back. How are you?
Yes, I'm great. How are you?
Meh.
Okay. But guess what?
Good talk. See you later.
Today is the first day of the exhibition.
Hey!
August 9th to 13th. It is going to be a great time as always. And I know I talk about this every single year, but you know what? It's my radio show and we get to do what we want. The drive into work for me is pretty cool.
Every year.
Because
talk about this drive. Every single year.
I pass right by the exhibition grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to see the progression of how things are going. And then this morning, everything's buzzing, ripping, ready to go.
No way.
Yes, Clayton.
Crazy.
You know what's even crazier?
It's almost
crazier.
As if I've heard this story 5 years in a row.
You wait for it every single year. But I do still, I'm just always amazed at, I would love to sit down with whoever plans out the grounds for the exhibition and the coordination between the people from the carnival companies who come through and set their stuff up. They are so good at what they do. Like being able to get those rides up like in what seems like no time at all. Kudos to them. Yeah. I think it's fantastic.
It's almost as if they do it every week.
It's their job.
Oh, wait.
You're right. They're probably very good at it because of that.
Yeah, they get a lot of practice. Literally every week. Set up, take down.
Set up, take down.
All summer long. Trooper, that Kick-Ass Cruise concert Saturday at the Saskatoon ex-Sastel Grandstand. The Saturday show is the best show. Let's face it here. It's Saturday. You party Marty. You go see Chilliwack after in the Kickin' Horse Saloon. If you want to meet Trooper, we have some meet and greets to give away today.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, front of the stage, super fan passes. Today, we got some meet and greets. We're making it easy on you again. Just text Trooper.
Super easy.
T-R-O-O-P-E-R. Trooper.
Once again, that is T-R-O-O-P-E-R.
Don't know why I made that into a song. Trooper. Yeah, text us that if you want to meet Trooper. Meet and greets are always fun. You don't know if you're going to hug them, if you do the arm around them. They're always kind of a...
It's a guessing game.
It's a guessing game. I don't know. From a radio person's perspective, I always love meet and greets because every artist is so different. Some are like, no touching.
Don't
even look at
contact.
Me. Don't even look in my direction. When others are like, yeah, let's have a beer together. Woo! You want to come on stage, sing a song? So I like that little perspective. Again, text Trooper if you want to win some meet and greet passes for that show on Saturday, 9:38 0963. It's X season, Stacey. Get psyched.
I traveled on an airplane for the first time in a very long time this weekend. I went to...
Congratulations.
Thank you. I feel like I'm the first one, but I'm not. I know that. But for me, it was kind of a big deal. It was because the last time I flew was just before Fiona was born. So it's for sure been 3 years. And it's the same. Except everyone's wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
It took us, we had a travel day leaving Kamloops. We were at the airport at 9 a.m., which is 10 a.m. here. And then we didn't get home onto like the ground until 6:30. So it was
Oh my goodness. Oh.
An entire day, and I'm using air quotes here, spent traveling, except we were in the air for less than 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's 50 minutes from Kamloops to Calgary. It's 55 minutes from Calgary to Saskatoon.
That's how it works. That's flying for you.
It was just because, like, bless my parents' hearts, I was traveling with them. And if you're going to be at the airport, you might as well be 3 hours early.
Well,
because the thing is, getting that early to the airport in Kamloops... Not necessary. That is a very small airport.
Definitely not necessary. But it's something, there's something calming about an airport where it's like you literally can't do anything else but wait.
Yes.
Right?
But I would also just like to get things moving.
I get that, right? But you're in the hands of the airport and the airlines and stuff, and you can't do anything about it, all right? The plane's going to leave when the plane's going to leave. And there's something soothing and calming about that, knowing that for the next 2.5 hours, you can't do anything about it. You may as well have an airport beer. You may as well scroll Twitter for 2 hours. It's just guilt-free phone time, basically. You're like, well, what else am I going to do? May as well just creep the internet.
I see that, but after 2 delays and 2 gate changes, which is what we also encountered, the frustration level starts building, and you're like, I just want to get home.
That's par for the course, so I expect one delay now.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't get delayed, that's an airport story now. Like, I find that back in 2000, it was like, I was delayed for an hour. People would stop what they were doing. What, an hour? Now, an airport story is like, wow, we didn't have any delays and they didn't lose any of our luggage.
Amazing.
That's an amazing airport story. Where the, what, really?
You know what else really helped with this whole weekend and the flights that we took? The snacks on the plane now are cookies or pretzels.
The celebration cookies.
Yes, with
chocolate. So much better than those dry pretzels, right?
Oh my God.
Like, game changer. You might only get one of those cookies, but it's well worth it.
No, no. On the small flight from Kamloops to Calgary, two cookies.
La-dee-da.
Living my best life.
World continues to shine on Stacey.
Today's the big day. Not only is it the first day of the exhibition, but Apple cameras on vehicles mounted driving around Saskatchewan capturing footage for Apple Maps. I read this and I just very quickly got confused because I just assumed it was the Google people driving around. It is not. It's the Apple people collecting footage for Apple Maps. Who uses Apple Maps anyway?
I don't know the difference.
One, Apple Maps comes with your phone.
Okay.
It's just on there.
Okay.
Google Maps
is
an app you download at the App Store.
Okay.
Google Maps, far superior to Apple Maps.
Do you think you could notice the difference between the two?
100%.
Really? Because
you know what I've done before?
Mm-hmm.
Is I have, sometimes if you click a link, depending on what search or whatever you use.
And it takes you somewhere else.
It'll take you to Apple Maps, and I'm scrolling through, and I'm like, this is weird. I don't know what's going on. And then I'm like, that's because I'm using Apple Maps. What an idiot.
See, that happens to me. I can't tell the difference between the two.
Oh, okay.
And it's... Can you really, is it really that big of a deal? Like,
it comes down to just what you like, right? And I find Google Maps to be way more user-friendly than Apple Maps.
Well, I liked MapQuest. Can I go back to that?
I wonder if you could. I bet you there's a MapQuest app.
I remember.
Or do you want to print off the directions like a little Yahoo?
I loved printing out the directions.
It was so weird.
It was so satisfying, like throwing out the pages.
Once
like
you got
crumpling
there.
Them up. If you had a big road trip, right? Like a 3 or 4 pager.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to like rip them up. Boom. One page done. Throw it out, right?
Not I'll
throw
never
it out of your car,
again.
But maybe in the back seat, right? You're like, yeah, we're getting somewhere. I used to love that.
Such
now,
a different time.
On the map on your phone screen, it's just the little blue line gets smaller and smaller, and it just seems to go by so slow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there was such a hatred between one map app and the other.
Maybe it's just me and Sean. Are we the only ones? 938-0963. What's your favorite map app? Map app. Tell me.
What do you guys fight about in your relationship? Let us know.
Apps. Don't you? We don't fight about it. It's just we never use Apple.
You know what? Our marriage was going great, but he kept using Apple Maps. So
right. Deal breaker.
It was a good 11 years, but I just had to divorce him. One more thing with the X. We're going to be there. Make sure you check out the Cruise 10 Play Kick-Ass Cruise Summer.
Mm-hmm.
Your chance to win $2,000 cash.
There you go.
Very special edition of Cruise Confused Lyrics today.
Yeah, this is... we're just feeling a little sentimental today. We're just doing some favorites because we get so many. And some of them, quite honestly... stick out really, really well in a good way.
Yeah, lately we've just had a bunch, so we're just going to do some from the Hall of Fame. These are your two favorites. I'm going to do my two favorites. So
I have
after
way
you.
More than
oh, yeah.
two. It's just it's really hard to choose.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like classic. This is one of my absolute favorites. Kansas, Carry On, My Wayward Son. It's one of those ones we don't even think it's in the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
But at the very, very end, he shouts, hormones. Hormones, man.
Hormones.
They'll mess you up.
Puberty.
Puberty. In actual fact, the words are no more.
All right, your next one?
The Cars, Drive, Thinking Nothing's Wrong, Pork Pie. Can't go on.
You gotta wait a bit for that
it's
one.
It's so worth it.
Worth the wait for sure.
And again, the actual lyrics sound absolutely nothing like it, but it's thinking nothing's wrong. Oh no. It's clearly a pea.
Nothing's wrong. Pork pie.
That's a term of endearment.
Great marketing campaign for Peter's Pork Pies. Nothing's wrong when you got a Peter's Pork Pie. Here are some of my favorites. Prince's Little Red Corvette. I hear Living Clavette. Tourism Clavette.
There you
get
go.
Get on it for a jingle. Living Clavette.
Love it.
We've got a great rink with big dressing rooms. My other favorite one, this one's from Oasis. Wonderwall. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about Janelle.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about Janelle.
Janelle.
Janelle. It's just the way they say it.
So condescending.
Janelle.
I don't believe that feels the way I do about you now.
It's about you now.
Obviously. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now.
Okay, that's it. That's all for Cruise Confused Lyrics. We'll do another one of these on Friday.
Wait a second.
There you go. 938-0963. Send us your Cruise Confused Lyrics or send us an email. mornings@cruisefm.com. We're talking basketball, which means, obviously, we have the NBA Jam theme music in the background. The CEBL, the Canadian Elite Basketball League.
Or the SEBL, as I like to call it.
KEBL. It's a hard C, actually, Stacey.
Okay.
Yes, the KEBL. obviously, the Saskatchewan Rattlers. Tough end of the season, losing in the quarterfinals, but still.
A good season,
the
nonetheless.
The very first CEBL champions.
Yeah.
Had a good rebound year.
Nice one, Clay.
See what I did there? Basketball puns. They had a good rebound year after having an iffy season last year. The CEBL, fourth season now, doing pretty good.
Yes.
They already had some expansion teams in years past, and now they're looking at maybe adding a few more. Some of the cities, potential cities they're looking at, Kelowna, Calgary, Winnipeg, Halifax, your typical big cities, right?
Right.
I just want one time for a pro team, like a pro sports league, to be like, you know what? Screw it. We're going to Melfort. Melfort Combines. Make it happen, Canadian Elite Basketball League. I'm telling you, Melfort would go banana sandwich for a basketball team.
Well, these small towns like their hockey,
yeah,
right? So they like to go to sporting events.
They just want anything.
Right.
Imagine a small town, and like Melfort is technically, I think, a city, but like, come on, a small town getting a pro basketball team?
What about
every game would be sold out. The whole town would be there.
The Nipawin Noodles.
Well,
I don't laugh at noodles because honestly, some of these, like, what's that one that always makes me laugh in the lacrosse one? Not the Honey Badgers. Is it the Honey Badgers?
That's the CEBL, the league we're talking about.
Oh, I thought it was lacrosse. Never mind. I'm confused. Anyway, continue.
Hey, we're doing great here, though. What about Winkler, Manitoba?
Oh, yeah.
Give Winkler a team. Why not? You know what? Give Banff a team.
Mm.
So you have something to do on bachelor and bachelorette parties, because they all go to Banff now.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a basketball game. Get rowdy. The Moosomin Moose.
Kind of obvious.
Not obvious,
but I like
it. But just imagine one of these like cities with like 2,000-3,000 people in it. They actually get like a pro basketball team.
The Weyburn Sideburns. I'd watch that.
Hey, it's the Noodles versus the Sideburns. Tune in, everybody.
96.3 Cruise FM, 7:42. That is Natheris. Natheris. Wow. Nazareth. We are Stacey and Clayton. A guy in Quebec is doing something pretty cool. I don't know if everyone thinks it's cool, but some people definitely do. He happens to own himself a 3D printer. The world is his oyster.
Maybe he can print himself some Natheris vinyl records.
Okay, fine. That was
you didn't
funny.
Think I was just going to let that
funny.
Slide, did you?
Of course not.
Neither is.
Anyway, he's a Habs fan, and the Canadians haven't won a Stanley Cup since 93, so he's like, you know what? I'm going to do it myself. And he printed, 3D printed, Stanley Cup replica.
Yeah, boo-hoo, all but, you Montreal Canadian fans out there. Yeah, if only you had like 25 Stanley Cups.
But listen to this.
Are you kidding me? Like,
he's a woodworker by trade, but this is kind of like his little side hobby. Mm-hmm. It is printed with plastic and then painted silver. But listen to this. He hand-typed all the names.
Really?
Into the system to print on the cup.
Oh, so he didn't like chisel each letter in there. The 3D printer did all the work for him.
Yeah, but he typed them all out. Thousands of names. So all very confusing and weird.
So he spent an afternoon on the old keyboard.
I feel like it was more than an afternoon. And it took 100 hours in front of the computer to get this little replica thing. And based on just what I've heard so far, this is my dad and my brother copy and pasted.
You guys...
My family... He owns a 3D printer. My dad bought it, and my brother and him have a great time researching projects. They basically, with a 3D printer, made a CNC router.
Wow.
So they're now able to, like, carve stuff out. It's bonkers.
So, you know that video trend where it's like, name something that isn't a cult, but kind of seems like a cult?
Oh, my God.
I feel like 3D printer people fit that very, very well. Because 3D printer people, man, they are just...
They're a special breed.
They look down on you for sure. Oh, you buy things? I remember when I bought stuff, I just print them now.
Yeah, so there.
I print them. Yeah, it takes 3 weeks and a lot of money and materials. And well, yes, I had to buy the printer. But
see, that's the thing. It's not a cheap hobby. No. The printers themselves are actually reasonable. But then you're buying spools of different fabric and all this other weird, like, I don't know, it's complicated.
3D printer people, text us. Let us know how your system is, what
and
kind of setup you
cult?
Have. 9380963. You could have just gotten, by the way, 5 buckets from Home Depot, cover them in tinfoil, boom. You got a Stanley Cup. Put a little salad bowl on top.
There you go.
That's what everyone did. 7-game series out on the road. You play for it.
So this is happening again. I feel like this story comes out, I don't know if it's once a year, whatever, regardless. 9 million Canadians have uncashed checks from the government under their name, according to the CRA. What is your problem, 9 million Canadians?
Like,
what's even more alarming, though, is I just have to say that worth the dollar value of those checks, $1.4 billion. With a B.
That's insane.
$1 billion sitting there waiting to be claimed.
So we just have $1.4 billion hanging out in an account somewhere.
Sitting in their coffers. Is that what it is?
When I know I'm going to have like a check from the government, or I know the government owes me money, or I just know that a check is in the mail, or I'm expecting a check or some kind of e-transfer, whatever, I am on the edge of my seat until that money gets there.
Yes.
Must be nice. You must be doing pretty well if you think, oh, $200 from the government? Meh. If I find the time, I guess I'll go cash it.
Exactly.
Who's living like that?
Some of the stuff, some of the reasons why include people losing checks, which, again, how can you do that?
How do you lose a check?
Do you not take it immediately to the bank or take a picture of it and deposit it?
Even if it's one of those like $42 GST ones.
Absolutely.
You don't lose that.
They also say, though, it's people who have not changed their address. Again, the government needs your address.
It's called being an adult.
When
you move, you update your address. Oh, it's a hassle. I don't really want to. Like, that's the thing. People will probably be like, well, I moved like 7 years ago. Where's my $300 check? That's on you, okay?
A lot
of people live in this country. The government can't just, oh, the Johnsons moved from Nipawin to Red Deer. Let's track that.
Yeah.
No, that's not happening.
I also feel like this news is for, like we've been saying, like for irresponsible people. I'm going to go onto my CRA account with hopes and dreams of having a check there.
No.
It won't be there.
Nope.
Because my address is updated and I don't lose my damn checks.
I know. Responsible people never get anything fun like unexpected checks. It's for the irresponsible losers.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
No.
Here's the thing. Like $1 billion sitting there, that could do a lot of good. And the people who have had these checks sitting there in limbo for 4 or 5 years, they don't care,
or they don't know.
You had time, all right? If you could live those 3 years without that $250, too bad. Let's I don't know, give First Nations clean drinking water with that money.
But
just a thought.
That would help.
Just a thought. Everyone loves a good would you rather, and if you do your grocery shopping on the first Tuesday of every month on purpose, this one's for you. Would you rather, Stacey, take 10 times the points or 10% off your groceries?
Oh, man.
This is for all of you who plan your grocery trips on the first Tuesday of the month, because a lot of places do that, right? A certain day, it'll be 10 times the points, 10% off.
Shoppers does that.
Which one are you going with?
I'm going with cash money.
You're going with 10% off?
Cash is king. It all comes down to actual, like, give me a reduction on my bill. I know the points add up and you can use them towards stuff, but I just want the money off my bill.
Points are points, and points are great. You can get a lot of things with points. You can get flights. You can get hotels. And 10 times the points, if you're shopping correctly, like you're shopping for the point deals,
yeah.
10 times on top of that, whoo, boy.
Look out.
Look out. At the same time, money is like points for real life.
Yeah.
See, points are great, right? Points are awesome. Money is points for everything.
Exactly.
They're everything points.
Yep.
That's what money is, right? So in times where groceries are ridiculously expensive, like I used to be a points guy. I used to be like, oh yeah, 10 times those points, baby. Mm-hmm. Now, extra $40 in my pocket. I'm not doing $400 grocery trips here, but maybe an extra $20, $30. You know, that adds up a little bit.
The other thing it compares to with me is like when someone says, when it comes to like time off, do you want to get paid for your holidays or do you want the time off?
Ooh, another
That's
good would
different.
You rather.
Because I would rather have the time off than the money. Because
really?
In this case, the government taxes it.
No, I'm taking the money.
What?
Because the government's going to tax you on everything.
I know, but why
just
not just
life.
Get your days off?
My time's not worth that much.
But the points.
I'd rather take that. Okay, would you rather take the time off or the points, Stacey? Would you rather?
As the chief meteorologist here at Cruise.
Self-appointed.
I wanted to talk about something that you and I have talked about a lot because, you know, we've had forecasts and weather warnings about these crazy storm cells that are on their way, expecting a big thunderstorm, and then it misses us. We are ripped off when it comes to getting a good old-fashioned thunderstorm, except we did have one a couple weeks ago. But it turns out that phenomenon is real, Clayton. It's not the bubble, like we've mentioned. We are not, in fact, in a Don Acheson bubble.
It's a dome, thank you very much.
Or dome, yes, yeah. You're right.
Don't sully the good name of the downtown dome.
What it's actually called is storm splitting. So what happens is a city, a big one like Saskatchewan. Oh, I know where we live.
My favorite city is Saskatchewan.
Me too.
Good old Saskatchewan city.
Yep. What happens is all of the infrastructure, the pavement, the asphalt collects the heat. And then the city basically gives off a bunch of heat. And when a storm system is moving in, it's usually cool. Mm-hmm. And when it reacts to the warmth of the city, basically, the storm is like, I don't know, let's go around. And that's exactly what happens. That's the science description.
It's a great impression of a storm there, by the way. I don't know.
We're just going to go around things.
If storms could talk, that's probably what they would sound like. Man, just go around it. Why not?
Yep.
Storms sound like wise guys in Chicago back in the day.
Or Gilbert Gottfried. Rest in peace.
Oh, I just...
I think it's interesting that this whole joking thing where we're like, we must be in a bubble. It's actually kind of true. Storms will avoid cities. And yet at the same time, it's said that like because cities have so much going on in them, they can also create their own storms.
So to those of you who say, well, it's not raining where I am, when we say it's raining on the radio, don't blame us, okay?
Yeah.
Blame the bubble.
Storm splitting. We've chatted before about people who basically will offer their services to become a stand-in for you at your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a bridesmaid, an usher, what have you. These companies are becoming more and more common, which blows my mind because when I think of someone standing up for you in your wedding party, they're your close personal friends. I understand life happens. Maybe you break a leg and you're not able to travel. Maybe somebody you have a death in the family. I get that. But then I would assume that you would pick like another friend Further down on your list of friends.
So you're talking like bridesmaids for hire, groomsmen for hire. I don't think it's meant for more of like standing in an emergency situation. It's for the people who like don't have any friends. Like a Paul Rudd situation in the movie I Love You, Man.
Yes.
Right? He goes out and tries to make friends for his wedding party. You can just hire someone for $500 that night. They'll pretend to be your buddy. They make up a backstory and everything. It's great.
But how can you... I don't know. Like,
Can you what? Pretend to be someone else?
No. How can you not have any friends?
How long do you have here, Stacey?
You got lots of friends. Anyway.
Do I?
What I thought. Your bridal party was 9 people.
Yeah, because my wife's was 9 people.
Oh, yeah. The tit for
tat. That's the only reason. I got the old pity, I guess I'll stand up there with him.
This probably comes into play there as well, where it's like, okay, my wife has 9. I've got 5. I need 4
exactly.
people.
Exactly. Then you hire some groomsmen. Like, all you need are a couple confident guys that are creative. Yeah. And they can make up a backstory. Yeah, we went on this hiking trip, really hit it off. We text all the time about fantasy football. And yeah, we're pretty good buds.
Because that's actually, like you say, it's the making up of a story.
Yeah.
This girl said, because she has a very successful company, we're a support system for you before the wedding begins. Often clients want us to keep it a secret. That's when we put on a disguise, use a fake name and backstory, and immerse ourselves in your life.
That would be that my sounds favorite so creepy. Part. No, it sounds awesome. Creepy? I love playing mysterious stranger things when no one knows who you are. You can just make stuff up. No one's going to call you on it. You can pretend to be anything. You can be George Costanza, the architect.
Art
right?
Vandelay. Like
you can be Art Vandelay if you want to. You can do whatever. That's why I would make a great bridesmaid, Stacey. I'd make a great bridesmaid.
You could be a groomsman. You don't have to
just
be a bridesmaid.
Nope, bridesmaid. They said disguises are in there. I would love this, making up. Oh my goodness. Hello, my name's Max Power. Nice to meet you. I'm using all the names that have already been taken.
Anastasia Beaverhausen.
The housing crisis, we hear about it a lot. Housing prices here in Saskatoon. Even though, according to like the big national news outlets and national stories, they're always like, oh, housing prices in Saskatchewan, staying the same, staying steady. Well, compared to Ontario and BC, yeah.
Yeah.
Still pretty bad here, you guys. In Banff, though, there's a story about 42 beds being found in one home. So 42 people staying in this house.
How big's the house? Don't tell me.
It's pretty big.
Okay.
Now, like usually they say it can be a 16-person maximum occupancy for this house. So 16 people maximum. It's got 6 bedrooms. It's a pretty big house on Squirrel Street. Oh, Banff.
Of course it is.
Banff, you're adorable. Here's the thing. Banff, we all know, you know, touristy town. Yep. Lots of people want to live there for work. Not a lot of housing there. Like, there aren't really a lot of apartment buildings or anything in Banff.
You can't own a home in Banff because it's a national park.
Something like that.
Something
weird. So you have to live in the outskirts, whatever. 42 people in one room.
Gross.
One house?
How many bathrooms? 2?
I don't know.
3?
It's just...
42 divided by 3.
Look, it's kind of like the Fort Mac and Estevan in like 2007, 2008. You'd hear stories like 20 people in one house, right?
Right.
Because they want to make a bunch of money off the oil boom. This is just a bunch of people working as servers in restaurants. Like,
I was gonna say, like, is that what it is? People who are working there?
Oh yeah, because they
can't
find
like,
any. Like,
oh honey, look, here's a nice 6-bedroom house.
No, exactly.
And
right?
You get there, oh, there's 40 other people.
Just a bunch of people wanting to work there because it's beautiful. It's Banff. It's if
exactly.
you're young, that's a great place to work. Just reminds me of like my junior football days. Like 42 people in one house is I can't even fathom. I lived in a house with 10 guys one time.
Oh my god.
Myself and 9 other guys. 5 of them were like 300-pound O-linemen, right? Like these
they took up a lot of space.
Behemoth men. That was just 10, and it seemed like it was like, okay, this is awful. 42 people, one house. Imagine trying to pick a movie one night. All right, guys, Rush Hour 2. I just watched that last week. Dang it!
Or imagine being the water heater in that house.
Goodness. Did someone just take a shower? All the hot water is gone.
Flush the toilet?
The hot water's been gone since April. Get over it, bud.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.